الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Firstly, we would like to say Eid Mubarak to one and all. May Allah Azza wa Jalla on this special and auspicious day shower His blessings upon every one of you. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept your sacrifice that you perform for His pleasure. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you immensely in this world as well as in the hereafter. Yes, dear viewers, it is the day of Eid, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And we have started and commenced with our program called The Early Echo. Of course, we begin our program in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is the most gracious, the most merciful, our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Peace and peace and blessings upon His most exalted and celebrated Prophet, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. A beautiful hadith to enlighten our hearts and to motivate us to recite durood and salat ala nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The peace of our hearts and minds Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated in a hadith, when two Muslims meet and greet each another for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and when they do so and recite durood upon the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before they depart from one another, Allah Azza wa Jalla will pardon their past and their future sins. Allahu Akbar. This is only the blessing of reciting durood as you shake hands with your Muslim fellow brother, only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When this is done with love and for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So do not forget, wherever you meet and greet, recite durood upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So let's inshallah Azza wa Jalla recite durood and salutations upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's get together and recite durood on the day of Eid, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala muhammadin, salli ala shafi'ina, salli ala muhammadin, salli ala habibina, salli ala muhammadin. Hum bhi madine jayenge, aaj nahi to kal sahi. Hum bhi madine jayenge, aaj nahi to kal sahi. Aqa hamein bulayenge, aqa hamein bulayenge, aaj nahi to kal sahi. Padhiye salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala muhammadin, salli ala habibina, salli ala muhammadin. گئے ان کا زمانہ ہو گیا. صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی حبیبنا صلی علی محمد صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ, and this program that you are watching, subhanallah, this broadcast is from Pakistan, alhamdulillah. Yes, I am in the city of Pakistan at the moment, alhamdulillah, enjoying the blessings and the ni'mah and bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. It is this beautiful atmosphere and environment of Qurbani. Wherever you go, people are sacrificing and giving their sacrifices for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And yes, dear viewers, even today, alhamdulillah, you are witnessing how people are sacrificing and performing this sacrifice in the remembrance of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So let us move further and we will discuss some Madani pearls about the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his blessed and beloved son, Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail Zabihullah alayhi salatu wasalam. So please stay tuned with us, inshallah, from now till the end of today's episode and program as we come to you after this beautiful kalam that we would listen to, inshallah, azza wa jalla. This kalam is, of course, a very beautiful one composed by none other than Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Inshallah, enjoy this kalam, and when we do come back, we will continue discussing the sacrifices of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as his blessed son Ismail alayhi salam. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Ya Mustafa, ya Mujtaba, خير الورى صلي على دن ہے یا مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک کتا شب زلف یا مشک کتا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں سروے جا فضا قمرین سروے جا فضا حیرت نے جھنجلا کر کہا حیرت نے جھنجلا کر کہا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں کس زور پر کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں اسی کی سزا اب ہو گیا روزے جزا اب ہو گیا روزے جزا دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں صبحوں تک سونا تجھے شب صبحوں تک سونا تجھے شرم نبی خوف خدا شرم نبی خوف خدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں دن ہے یا مہرے سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک کتا شب زلف یا مشک کتا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Welcome back dear viewers, and we hope that you have enjoyed this amazing kalam composed by none other than Sayyidi wa Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So dear viewers, for those who are on this beautiful journey of Hajj, may Allah Azza wa Jalla accept their Hajj, may Allah Azza wa Jalla accept their sacrifice as well. And we also supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that next year may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to also perform our Hajj and for also going for Umrah and for Hajj inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for those who desire to visit the beautiful lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara. Zadah Allahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. However, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, as before, we went toward the kalam. We did mention that our discussion for this morning is of course the sacrifices of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his blessed and beloved son. It has been stated, dear viewers of Madani channel, the concept behind this sacrifice, this ritual and sacrifice which is done throughout the entire world where Muslims sacrifice animal in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla is of course done in the remembrance of the beloved Khalil of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is none other than Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam then related this entire story to his son and said to his son, "Oh my son, I had this dream in which I have been commanded to sacrifice you for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal." After listening to this, dear viewers and listeners of Badini channel, what would have been the response of the son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, who was very small at that age? He says to his father, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran Park, these are the words,
قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. He says, "Oh my father, do what you have been commanded to do. Allah willing, you will soon find me patiently enduring." Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, what an excellent answer. In Tafsir Khazin, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channels, it has been mentioned that he said these things to his father, that, "Oh my father, when you take me to sacrifice me, then tie my hand and make me lay on my front in such a way that my face is on the ground. And if possible, then also protect your clothes from my splashes of blood, Allah, so that when you go home, then my mother would not be grieved to see the splashes of blood on your clothes." Oh my dear father, if since death is very painful, do make sure that you sharpen the knife as well. He said these words to his father, dear viewers of Madini channel, so that my throat would slit in such a way that it would not cause a lot of pain to me. And these are the words of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, which he had said to his father. Allah Akbar. On the other hand, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, he says to his father, "And if you consider this appropriate at the same time, then do convey and pass over this qamis, which was a loose long sleeve shirt, to my mother, for this will help and assist to console her to be patient." Allahu Akbar. This will help her in being patient when she will see my shirt. So you could pass this over to her. Can you imagine, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, what great sacrifice the son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, had given an excellent answer. Look at how submissive he alayhi salatu wasalam is. Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this is based on a dream. Jihad, ek khwab ki bunyad hai. Agar hum aur aap tayyar ho jaye ki on the basis of dream you would want to sacrifice our children, then this is not possible, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. But of course, khwab ki bina pe hum aur aap agar is cheez ko karne jaye, then of course we would face the consequences of this. But the dreams of the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla is haqq, it is the truth. They receive revelations from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Thus, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam acted upon his dream. Subhanallah. And look at the barakah and the blessings of this. As per the request of his son, "Tie my hands, make me face on the ground, protect your clothes from the splashes of my blood, pass over the shirt of mine to my mother," so on and so forth, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam followed those requests given by his son and made him to lay on the ground, sharpen the knife. And when he was about to slit the throat of his son, when he was about to sacrifice his son, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, at that time Allah Azza wa Jalla had accepted the intention, the niyyah, and the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to take a ram from Jannah, from paradise, or replace it in exchange of Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to do everything we do only and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, a person most definitely to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla has to sacrifice that which is most beloved to him. And this is of course the instructions of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak. And this is exactly what our pious predecessors, the awliya and the salihin, has always done to you. I mean, look at the first sacrifice ever performed on the surface of this earth. As mentioned in the tafaseer of the Holy Quran Pak, Allahu Akbar, the first sacrifice was performed by none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Habil radiyallahu anhu, subhanallah, and his brother Qabil, and Adam alayhi salatu was salam, who of course commanded Qabil to marry that sister or that child of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, but he refused to marry the girl which Adam alayhi salatu was salam had commanded him to do, who was born with Hazrat Sayyidina Habil radiyallahu anhu. But Qabil refused that, and he wanted to marry the child that was born with him. If Adam alayhi salatu wasalam continued explaining to Qabil that you are not allowed to do this, but he expressed his displeasure and his discontent on this matter, and he continued insisting that he does not want to marry that child which Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had commanded him to do. Nonetheless, dear viewers of Madani channel, they both had sacrificed. And listen to what had happened. Hazrat Sayyidina Habil radiyallahu an sacrificed a goat, whilst Qabil sacrificed and presented as a sacrifice some spikes of wheat. Both were given as qurbani. But in those days, as described in the tafaseer and commentaries of the Holy Quran, that a fire would descend from the sky and engulf the sacrifice performed or given by the person. And the fire would only descend to the ground and engulf that the sacrifice of the person whose sacrifice is accepted. Or jiski qurbani nahi qubul ki jayegi, to uski qurbani ko, that person's qurbani will not be engulfed by this fire. Thus, when they both presented their qurbanis, one hand is a goat, on the other hand, Qabil presented some spikes of wheat, or wheat spikes, Allahu Akbar, the fire came and engulfed the sacrifice of Hazrat Sayyidina Habil radiyallahu anhu. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is how, when they presented their sacrifice, the qurbani and the sacrifice of Sayyidina Habil radiyallahu anhu was accepted, and Qabil, who presented his sacrifice but with arrogance, boastfully, and that too not wholeheartedly, was rejected. Allahu Akbar. So whenever you sacrifice that which is beloved to you. You sacrifice that which is, of course, most beloved to you. This is why it has been mentioned in the books of history, when the Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, would present sacks of sugar as charity, people would ask him that, Ya Sayyidi, why wouldn't you give the value of the sugar instead of distributing sacks of sugar as charity and sadaqah? And the answer given by Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu anhu was simple as this, and he says, well, I do this because it is a command of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ.
Allahu Akbar. One needs to sacrifice the most beloved to him in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what he likes, and I love sugar. I like consuming and eating sugar and sweet. Thus, I distribute that. Instead of the value, I would like to give the sugar in charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we should look for the healthy animal. MashaAllah, people who do shopping in Pakistan, actually, it's a very famous thing that is called mandi, where the animals are sold. And animals are sold at various prices, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. SubhanAllah, what has been seen over here in Pakistan, SubhanAllah. And this is my personal observation, that people would come from far and wide and start purchasing animals from almost a month before the qurbani. Of course, the prep are done years before. Some people will prepare from now till the next qurbani, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. However, people who look forward of making sure that the animal is healthy, the horns aren't damaged, the tail, the body parts, the limbs, the eyes and ears and so on and so forth. The animal is not sick, not weak, so on and so forth. All these are excellent and very, very good habits and ideas to find the best animals to sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, remember, for those who only boast about the size of the animal, for those who boastfully talk about the price of the animal, if this is the niyyah and if this is the intention, ki bene ye janwar 2 lakh mein khareeda, ki 3 lakh mein khareeda, ki bene ye janwar dollars mein khareede ya euros mein khareede, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, whether it is in pound, whether it is in any other currency in the world, this never reaches Allah Azza wa Jalla. The value of the animal does not reach Allah Azza wa Jalla, nor does the blood and the meat of the animal reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, what reaches Allah Azza wa Jalla, of course, is the niyyah. It is the intention of a believer. And listen to what Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran Park about the niyyah and about the intention of a person. Allahu Akbar. He Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran Park,
لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم.
Never does their flesh nor their blood reach Allah Azza wa Jalla, but your piety successfully reaches him. Your piety successfully reaches him. Allahu Akbar. But dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, such times have come. We are living in such crucial moments that people who have the habit of taunting and picking on others would not even leave a poor man who purchases a cheap animal. Agar kisi ne sasta janwar khareeda bhi ho to usko sharam aati hai kehne mein ki maine ye janwar saste mein khareeda, kyunki log phir taana shuru kar dete hain ki isko dekhen, he has purchased a very cheap animal. But dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, what is our aqeedah? What is our iman? The blood and the flesh never reaches Allah Azza wa Jalla. Aap khud soche, jis price mein apne khareeda ho, the price and the value of that either way does not reach Allah Azza wa Jalla. Your niyyah reaches Allah Azza wa Jalla. For with what intentions have you sacrificed that? Was the sacrifice wholeheartedly performed only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ye hamari koshish honi chahiye. From the parable of Habil and Qabil, from this parable, which is an enlightening parable, and until the day of Qiyamah, there would never be such a misal and example as for the example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, have you ever heard that a father has sacrificed his son on the basis of a dream? Then yes, it is true, because there is only one, and that is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was ready to sacrifice his son, though his son was exchanged with a ram as a fidya from Jannah in exchange of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, but that qurbani was accepted. Why? Because it was the niyyat and the intention of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This is how important it is to make pure intention. Let's make this beautiful dua, which Amir Ahl Sunnah Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatuhu Mula Aliyah has made in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He says,
عطا کردے اخلاص کی مجھ کو نعمت, عطا کردے اخلاص کی مجھ کو نعمت, نہ نزدیک آئے ریایا الہی, نہ نزدیک آئے ریایا الہی, نہ نزدیک آئے ریایا الہی.
آمین ثم آمین. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from showing off, because you would consume the meat, you may distribute it to others, but if Allah Azza wa Jalla rejects that sacrifice just because of you boastfully talking about how much you have purchased the animal, or to break the heart of the next person just to show off amongst the society, phir kya fayda hua? Jab qurbani qubool hi nahi hui. Allah Azza wa Jalla hamari qurbaniyon ko qubool farmaye. Allah Azza wa Jalla hamein nek taufeeq aur rafeeq ata farmaye. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive our sins. through the sacrifice that we perform for His pleasure, dear viewers. We were speaking about niyyah. So, sabse qabl, sabse pehle, aur sabse aham, hamari niyyat hai. Let's try and perfect our niyyah. As for the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, niyyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That the intention of a believer is greater and better than his action. Allahu Akbar. There may be hundreds and thousands of people out there who this year could not perform qurbani for various reasons. Allah Azza wa Jalla unke liye aasaniyan paida farmaye. Chale, hum ahadith ki ab janib jaate hain aur ye dekhte hain ki hamare pyare pyare aqa Madine wale Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne hadith paak mein kya irshad farmaya. And this hadith will enlighten your heart inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Let's listen to the beautiful and fragrant words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam state in the books of Ahadith? It has been stated, dear viewers of Madini channel, the one who performs qurbani of an animal gets the reward of one good deed for each hair of the sacrificed animal. One sawab, one reward in exchange for every hair on the sacrificed animal, dear viewers of Madini channel. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Can you count the amount of hair on the body of the animal? But Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is Alimum Bizati Sudur, that Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla, who knows everything, even the thoughts that is in our hearts is not concealed from Him. There is nothing of this world which is concealed from the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is aware of the amount of hair on the animal. And He would give you one reward and one virtue equivalent for every hair on the sacrificed animal. In another hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who wholeheartedly performs qurbani to attain reward and sawab, his qurbani will serve as a barrier between him and the hellfire on the day of judgment. It will protect him from the hellfire. It will protect him from the punishment and from the torment on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. The qurbani animal that we sacrifice with only this niyyah that, Ya Allah, I am doing this with the intention of sawab and reward only for your pleasure. Not to show off about the size of the animal. If someone asks you about the size, about the price, you can say it without showing off and bragging about it. Allah knows the intention. Just dear viewers, if this was your niyyah, uske badle mein kya hoga? It will serve as a barrier between you and the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. Let's move on and listen to another hadith. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith referring to his blessed and beloved daughter, Hazrat Sayyidatina Fatimah al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He says to her, stay near your sacrificed animal because your sins will be forgiven as soon as the first drop of its blood falls to the ground. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Subhanallah, appreciate these blessings and ni'mas and bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at the blessings that your sins are forgiven before the first drop of blood of this animal touches the ground. Allah Azza wa Jalla will pardon your sins. Subhanallah. How fortunate are the believers that these are various ways of your bakhshish, various ways of our sins being forgiven. Allah Azza wa Jalla may pardon our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, the viewers of Madini channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us istiqamat and steadfastness upon the deen of Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept our sacrifices performed for His pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Muslims throughout the world, the viewers. Let's make this beautiful dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla for our sins to be pardoned, as the poet says so beautifully.
Gunahon ki aadat chhuda mere maula, mujhe nek insaan bana mere maula, mujhe nek insaan bana mere maula.
May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us pious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us obedient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst those upon whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has showered His rahmah and His blessing. It is the day of Eid. Celebrate, dear viewers. It is the day of Eid. Be happy. Be humble. Be kind towards others. And only look forward for attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because there is nothing more special and better than this, dear viewers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. The ulama and the scholars have given various ways of attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But dear viewers, if you want to learn a lesson about sacrifice, then the lesson of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam is most definitely the best sabak and lesson with regards to sacrifice. Of course, if you look at the life of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is also filled with sacrifices, har qadam pe aapne qurbaniyan pesh ki, har qadam pe aapke ahl o ayal ne qurbaniyan pesh ki, har qadam pe aapke gharane walon ne sacrifices qurbaniyan pesh ki. Yes, I'm speaking about the family of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the family of the sahaba ikram alayhi muridwan. Look at the gigantic companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar, Umar Farooq, Uthman Ghani, Mawla Ali alayhi muridwan. Their lives are filled with sacrifices. Why? All of this only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. The entire life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is filled with sacrifices. His blessed grandchildren, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein alayhi muridwan, His blessed gharana, dear viewers of Madinah Shire, remember these sacrifices only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is only the niyyah, the intention. One needs to perform any sacrifice, any qurbani, wholeheartedly. Listen to this fragrant hadith and enlighten your hearts furthermore, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. In one narration, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, on the day of Eid al-Adha, man performs no good deed that is dearer to Allah Azza wa Jalla than shedding blood of the sacrificed animal. No good deed better than this. This animal will come with its hay, hooves and horns on the day of judgment. And this is a sacrifice which is accepted by Allah Azza wa Jalla before the blood even touches the ground of the animal. Dear viewers of Madini channel, therefore perform qurbani wholeheartedly. These are the words that have been mentioned by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advising us that when you do perform the qurbani, it needs to be performed from the heart for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Furthermore, Hazrat Allama Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he presents a beautiful narration. He said that the qurbani will be placed on the pan of the scale containing good deeds on the day of judgment, due to which the weight of the pan of good deeds will become heavier, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Can you imagine, dear viewers, even this that you perform for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will be placed on the pan where your a'mali saliha are placed. And because of this qurbani, that pan will become heavier on the day of judgment. Wo palla bhari ho jayega. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate are those who perform qurbani only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala li had said, then the sacrificed animal will serve as a ride through which the sacrifice performing person will pass over the bridge of Sirat. Allahu Akbar. And he will pass over this bridge easily. Furthermore, every limb of the sacrificed animal will become a fidya, will become an expiation for the freedom from hellfire for every part of its owner's body. Allahu Akbar. So every part of the animal's body is an expiation for your body from the hellfire. The eyes, ears, nose and body parts of the animal is an expiation for your body parts. It will be a ride for you on the bridge of Sirat, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. This is a beautiful reason Allah Azza wa Jalla has created for you to enter into Jannah, providing that you perform this wholeheartedly for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is the maqsad and this is the mission. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is our niyyah. So enjoy this day of Eid. سیلیبریٹ دس ڈے آف عید. جس طرح ماشاء اللہ ہماری سوسائٹیز میں, ہماری ایریاز میں لوگ ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ ملتے ہیں, الحمد للہ ملاقاتیں ہوتی ہیں, فیملیز اکٹھے ہوتے ہیں, دس شوڈ بی ڈن ان دا لائٹ آف شریعہ آف کورس, یو نو ود آؤٹ transgressing the limits of Allah Azza wa Jalla within the boundaries of Sharia. Enjoy, alhamdulillah. Try and be cool, try and be calm, enjoy this day, you know, recall and celebrate and publicize the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What a great ni'mah that Allah Azza wa Jalla granted you another chance to sacrifice. Lekin aise kai hazrat honge jo istitaat rakhne ke bawajood bhi they have the ability to perform their qurbani, but due to heedlessness and laziness or being a miser or for any other reason which is not exempted, which is of course not a reason for them not to sacrifice, but rather they would just choose not to sacrifice, this is very very wrong. They are very unfortunate people, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allah azza wa jalla hame taufeeq de ki hum agar istitaat rakhte hain to hum ye qurbani Allah ki bargah mein pesh kare. De are masail narrations mentioned about the situation, dear viewers of Madani channel. Of course there are fatawas and verdicts upon this. If you open Bahar-e Shariat in many other books, you will find what should a person do in a state when he doesn't have any money to purchase qurbani, whereas every year he would perform qurbani. So sit in the company of the ulama, not when one day or 2 days before qurbani would appear, but rather plan yourself, look forward for this from weeks. Mashallah, in Pakistan the mahol and the atmosphere is such that people would pet this animal from almost few months before qurbani. In South Africa as well, mashallah, many people do the same, but this is such a good feeling to know that mashallah the whole year wo khud apne haathon se chara khilate hain, khana khilate hain, nilhate hain, unhe saaf rakhte hain, is niyat ke sath ki ye Allah ke bargah mein qurban hone wala janwar hai. Wo kitne khush naseeb insaan hain. Allahu akbar, if only Allah azza wa jalla accepts their qurbani. So this is the ultimate goal, this is the mission, dear viewers. When you do sacrifice the animal finally, so one for yourself, one for the relatives, and one portion for the poor and the destitute. There are people out there who distribute everything amongst the poor and keep a very little portion for themselves. If you have any relatives, consider them as well, especially if they are deserving, dear viewers of Madani channel. It's important to strengthen this ta'alluq. It is important and necessary to strengthen this bond and ta'alluq with them, and this can be strengthened if you would gift them, if you would pass over some meat to them for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So do not keep all for yourself alone, but share this as well, for Allah will grant you more and more blessings. There are situations where people are sitting with the qurbani animal meat in maybe other countries where freezers are more in use, and some people would stock the meat for 6 months or even more than that. خود بھی نہیں کھائیں گے نہ کسی اور کو بھی کھانے دیں گے. اس طرح کے اگر حالات ہو یا معاملات ہو, dear viewers, if the condition and the situation is such, تو بس نیت کر لیں کہ ہم نے یہ تو نہیں کرنا ہے. شیطان and the devil might, you know, cause these waswasas and whispers. He may instill these whispers into your heart and mind that keep it for yourself. The مہنگائی and the expenses are gone so much in society. گوشت کی جو مہنگائی ہے, اللہ اکبر, in every country people are crying about this. However, dear viewers of Madani channel, if you give for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, take this guarantee from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he, the prophet of mercy, the peace of our hearts and minds sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated and said to his companions that I give you guarantee by one thing for sure, that the wealth of the one would never decrease if he gives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His wealth never decreases. Nothing of his wealth will be lessened. Nothing of his wealth will be deducted. Yes, physically, bazaahir ye to lagta hai ki hum de rahe hain to kam ho jata hai, lekin Allah Azza wa Jalla will increase that for you in such a way that you would be astounded by the view of the Prophet. So, alhamdulillah, share with the poor. Alhamdulillah, Pakistan mein ye ek trend hai, mashallah, people would cook digs of food. I met a brother, mashallah, who explained to me yesterday that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we prepare a dig of food and we would then not only give the meat amongst the poor, gosht bhi dete hain, khana paka ke bhi khilate hain. Kya baat hai, subhanallah. This is great motivation for those who do this in this country, mashallah. And for those who don't do it, it's motivation for them. And for those who do, mashallah, continue doing this as long as it's done for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Koi bhi neki ho, uske baad phir aap chahe ye neki isal farma de. You can forward this good deeds to to your loved ones from your family who passed on with iman. Allah Azza wa Jalla unki bakhshish farmaye, behisab maghfirat farmaye. Allah Azza wa Jalla un par rahmaton ki barish bhi nazil farmaye. So alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, this is a beautiful mahol and atmosphere. So alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, this was our discussion for this morning. Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful atmosphere, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us, may Allah accept our qurbani. Qurbanis are even done on their names for the sake of Isali Sawab. Even the skin of the animal can also be donated to your Da'wat Islami, which is then helping and assisting hundreds and thousands of people globally. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It is through your donations we are able to continue with this work of the Deen. Alhamdulillah. We hope that you have enjoyed today's episode. Please remain safe and be fine wherever you are, with this intention that, of course, alhamdulillah, it is the day of Eid, and it is a day where people may lose their minds, people get angry, people get upsetted, because it is a strain on the body, it is a strain on the mind, for not maybe only on that day, but for days that has been working, people are taking care of the animals. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the tawfiq and ability to do all of this work only for His pleasure with a good heart. Listen to what Amir Aswad says about the meat, dear viewers. If a person who is a sacrificer, the one who performs the sacrifice of the animal, he can also eat its meat and he can give it to the poor as well. He says, in fact, it is mustahab. It is mustahab for him to eat a little meat of the sacrificed animal. It is better to divide the meat into three shares. One for the poor, one for his relatives and friends, and one for his own family. If he keeps all the meat for himself, there is no sin, because this is mustahab. And this is what I intended to explain, that it is a mustahab act, that a person who acts upon this will be rewarded, and if a person who does not act upon this, there is no reward for him. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, to divide the sacrificed animal in three shares is mustahab. Allahu Akbar. And then he says it is not essential. If the sacrificer wants to eat all the meat, he wants to keep all the meat for himself, for his family members, and he does not desire to distribute the meat amongst his friends or relatives or family members, Allahu Akbar, then there is no harm in this day of viewers of Madinah channel. There is no reward for him. There is no sawab for him in this way here, for he has not done, he has not distributed that. So it is not essential that he has to do it. However, it is mustahab and mubarak to those, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, who distribute the meat amongst the poor, amongst their family members. They feed the poor. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant them more and more blessings. We have now come to the end of our episode. Do share this video with others for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We would say shukran to all the viewers who joined us via the social media, via our Facebook page and YouTube channel. We say shukran to every one of you. May Allah bless you in this world, and may Allah bless you in the hereafter. May Allah accept your qurbani wherever you are. Remain safe, do good, be good. And this is the mission and the slogan of your Da'wat Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembering.